It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Welcome to Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. We believe that retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. Well, I'm your host, Jared Sebesta. On behalf of Bentages and myself, we are so glad that you are joining us here today. Well, if you are new to this show, Retire Repurposed, this podcast is all about that, retirement. But it's much more than just retirement. It's about life and retirement. So many times when it comes to the financial conversation part of retirement, it dominates the space. And if you don't believe me, I've said this now many times. If you don't believe me, Google retirement. Google retirement podcasts. See what's out there. You have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of options and pieces of content out there about retirement, most of which have to do with the finances. On this show, we'll mention the finances occasionally, but we're not going to really get into the strategy. In fact, we're never going to get into the strategy of your financial plan. That's between you and your financial professional. We may talk overarching themes about how money comes into play, the way we think about money, the way that we steward our money. We will talk about those things, but we'll never get into strategy. Lots of times we feel like that's the easy part. And certainly I'm not taking anything away from the expertise needed to put together a solid financial plan for your retirement. However, with enough time and clarity and execution, most people can retire when they want and start to eliminate work out of the life equation when they choose and live fairly comfortably without a major catastrophic life problem or health problem. That many times is the easy part. You know the hard part? You. Sometimes you're the hardest part about your retirement. How are you going to feel? What are you going to do? Where are you going to find purpose? What's your emotional state going to be? What's your spiritual and psychological state going to be like? What's your relational health going to be? What's your physical health going to be? These are many times the more difficult parts of trying to figure out your retirement. Many people just can't flip that switch where you go from having purpose, something that gave you purpose for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, for literally decades, and then shutting that off when you retirement at your retirement party. And then you're just supposed to wake up on Monday morning and you've got this block of time back in your life minus the platform that gave you the opportunity to display your skills, your talents, your abilities, many of which we're going to talk on the show here today. And life is just supposed to go on as usual, and everything is going to be okay because you have now just eliminated work out of the life equation. It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And what we've seen over and over again in our financial firm is that many times the hardest part about retirement is that right there. It's eliminating work because of what it does. Many times work is a good thing. In fact, unfortunately, work has a bad name in America. We think that the greatest way to freedom is eliminating work out of the life equation. Many times it was the one thing giving us the purpose that we needed. So now all of a sudden when that's gone, now what do you do? We've spent a lot of time in the last several shows talking about just the element of time. We talk a lot about stewarding your time, your talent, and your treasure. We spent the last six episodes just talking about how to steward your time. How much time do you actually have left? How should you start each day? How should you end each day? What should you be doing with the time in between the start and the end? We've talked about all of that. Then we got into five non-negotiables. What are five things that every single day of your retirement life, what should they include? And then last week, we talked about five mindsets retirees need to adapt immediately. If you need any guidance, any help on your retirement life or your upcoming retirement life, you need to listen to the last several shows. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, find us on your favorite podcasting platform. Click subscribe. And if you're new to the show, listen to last week's episode. Listen to the last several episodes just on time. The most important asset you have, trust me, is not your financial investments. It is your time. And what you do with it will dictate many times the quality of your remaining years here on planet Earth. But go back and listen to many of those shows. Now, starting on this week's show, we're going to transition from talking about time to talking about your talent. We're going to title today's show, Leveraging the Power of Your Experiences. This is going to be the first of several shows, again, just talking about your talents. Now, I want to give you an analogy. Many times we compare the retiree or the life of a retiree to a bourbon barrel. Now, you may say that's a little random. Where do you get that from? Well, hear me out on this. A bourbon barrel is a very unique thing. First of all, there are laws in place where you can only still bourbon in specific barrels. They must be an oak, many times a certain kind of oak, and they must be charred on the inside. That is how you create bourbon. Now, the thing about bourbon barrels is that once you still bourbon in a bourbon barrel one time, it cannot be used to still bourbon again. There are three options for that bourbon barrel. Number one, they can be repurposed into something similar to what they were. They used to still bourbon. Now they can hold water. Perhaps they can still other spirits, but they cannot be bourbon. That's kind of an analogy for your life, where many times you can be one thing during your working years and you can be something similar, but it will be different. That's what you have to understand about your retirement. It is going to look different. The way that you leverage your experiences is going to be a little bit different. It won't look exactly the same. That's like a bourbon barrel turning into a barrel that stills other spirits or just holds water. Or it can be something completely different. It can be something totally randomly different that had nothing to do with its first use. For example, in our office, we have a feature item. It's a great conversational piece, but it is a skateboard of all things. A skateboard made out of, what do you think? Bourbon barrel staves. It's a very unique looking skateboard. It's unlike anything you've ever seen, but it is certainly a skateboard, but it's not like anything else because it's made out of the remnants of a bourbon barrel. That could be you. In your working years, you could have a very specific way that you leverage your experiences and your talents, and then you turn them into something totally different. Those are the two best case scenario options for you as a retiree. Here's what we don't want. You getting the third option, which is you're thrown into the trash. You're thrown into the woodpile. You're deemed no longer useful. You had one purpose during your working years that was very useful, where you were leveraging your experiences and your talents and your abilities, and now they have no use. We feel that that is one of the biggest tragedies for the life of a retiree. Unfortunately, it's the one that is sold the hardest by the American way. The American dream is you retire as early as you can, and you start to do as little as you possibly can, as often as you possibly can. And in our world, that looks like a bourbon barrel that gets thrown onto the fire or thrown into the trash. I would suggest to you a different way and a better way that looks like you repurposing those experiences and those talents into something either similar to what you used to do or something completely different. So that's a little intro story and analogy as we get into today's show about talking about your leveraging the power of your experiences. I want to give you another analogy or another little piece of teaching when it comes to this idea of purpose. Because I think a lot of people get overwhelmed at this idea of trying to really figure out their purpose, where they think like, oh, once I retire, I have to like completely rewrite the script on my life. And that can be very daunting. I can imagine how that would be daunting to anybody. Lots of times I work with high school students, and I think we put a lot of pressure on high school students to come up with like the plan for the rest of their life at 17, 18 years old. And I think that that's just an unfair situation to put, you know, young adults into. It's probably just as unfair to say that to a retiree, to say, okay, now you're on the verge of retirement. Now, what are you going to do? What is going to be your absolute purpose for the rest of your life? Well, that's a pretty daunting task. So I want to challenge you to look at this in a little different way. We break purpose down into two different kinds of purpose. One we call capital P purpose with a capital P, and the other one is purpose with a little p, a small p. Let's talk about big P purpose first. All right. And this is a notion that Daniel Pink talked about in Free Agent Nation. Daniel Pink, very popular author. He wrote several books. One of his books is called Free Agent Nation, where he talks about these two different kinds of purpose. But the first one, he talks about the difference makers. He talks about people that are big, big thing difference makers, the people that are leading the charge on these massive changes in their community or their neighborhood or their city or their region. And that may not be you, but I think that there are big P, capital P experiences that you can have and should have in your life. You know, this is you going on a missions trip. This is you, leading up a nonprofit, executing a community project. This is something big that you do in your family or for your family. You know, and the thing about this is that those things aren't created to be there for every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't be expected to have you have these monumentous big P highs every single day. I just got back from a trip with my family. We did a cruise, and we specifically wanted to have a signature experience for our family this year. And this was an idea that I got down from last year. And so before this year even started, I said, I want to have a signature experience where we experience X, Y, and Z. And so we as a family decided that we were going to go on a Caribbean cruise that we just got back from. I'm still, my skin is peeling a little bit because I got a little too much sun on our trip. But, you know, this was a big high. I mean, it was a phenomenal experience. Now, the truth is that we're not going to go on a cruise every week and probably not even every quarter. That's going to be like a once a year thing. It's kind of the big experience. And so when it comes to your purpose and the things that you're doing and adding value and the ways that you're leveraging your life, you're going to have the big ones, and that's okay. And that's okay if they're not often, but you should be having those. Every year, you should be having these big P purpose experiences. The other one are the small P purposes, and these are your daily contributions. These are the ones that you can have on a daily basis. These are the ones where you're getting just little wins. It's kind of the art of the small win. And if you remember, one of the things that needs to be included in every day of the life of a retiree is you need to be adding value. This is where this comes into play. Every day you need to be contributing to other people, to society, to the betterment of humanity. However you want to frame it in your mind, you need to be making daily contributions. What does that look like? That could be as simple as a text, a phone call, being pleasant with somebody in the store, sending somebody a card in the mail, thinking about somebody and buying them a small gift, in any way, shape, or form, making daily contributions. One thing that I've gotten in the habit of, I was challenged by a group that I'm in, it was to really sow into relational capital. And that meant sending out 3 texts a day. And that was a goal of mine to start doing last summer. Now, I don't send 3 texts a day. I probably send 5 to 10 plus texts a day, and it's something I don't even have to think about anymore. It's just really part of my daily routine. But that is something where I feel if I get nothing else done, I have sent out multiple texts and messages to friends and family, encouraging them and shining my light every single day. So every single day there needs to be contributions, but think of that in terms of small P purpose versus big P purpose. All right, let's talk about your experiences. If you're a baby boomer today, if you're between the ages of 65 and 80 years old, give or take, you have been through a lot. There have been massive life experiences that you've gone through. Just think of what's happened to this latest generation, this generation that was born in the late 90s, early 2000s. They may not remember 9/11, but they sure have heard their parents talk about it. They went through the Great Recession in 2008, and just recently they've gone through a pandemic. That's a lot of life experience. You've gone through the same life experience. You've experienced several wars. You've experienced missile crisis. You've experienced Cold Wars, the loan and savings crisis back in the 80s. We want to talk about high interest rates. You guys remember high interest rates. Everybody's freaking out over interest rates being at around 8%. This generation, talking about you specifically, my parents and grandparents, they remember going through interest rates of 14, 15, 16% in the early 80s. All right. So just think about the amount of life that you have experienced on a political macro scale. That's not even talking about what you've experienced on the micro scale, the skills that your job has taught you. We're going to talk about that probably in next week's show or the week thereafter, just specifically about your skills. But today, specifically when it comes to your experiences, I want you to understand what you've been through. I want you to start to grasp just how much experience you have, because this is a really important piece. And here's something I want you to understand. Reflection is the key when it comes to leveraging your experiences. If you want to truly leverage the experience that you have to spend some time reflecting. And here's a talking point. If you're writing this down and you're not driving, you're taking some notes, write this point down. Reflection and evaluation transform those experiences into insight and wisdom. Let me say that again. Reflection and evaluation transform those experiences into insight and wisdom. You want to start your journey into living what we call a repurposed retirement. It will take time in reflection. It will take time in solitude. It will take time for you to sit still and consider what it is that you've been through. Let me pose a question for you. Who would you rather work with? Who would you rather gain insight from? Who would you rather have as a mentor? Someone who has 30 years of experience or someone who has 1 year of experience 30 times over? You see the difference? Would you rather have somebody feeding into you who has 30, 40, 50, 60 plus years of experience that has been reflected upon, where the insight and the wisdom has been harvested out of those years of experience, or somebody who has lived on planet Earth 50, 60, 70 years, but they've lived the same year over and over again? I think you know the answer to that. Go back to last week's show. What was one of the mindsets that you needed to have in the life of a retiree? I talked about absorption. Absorption should be a posture and a mindset that you have as you go throughout your day. What can you harvest from the day? Reflect upon the day. We've talked about that in the last several shows. When you spend time reflecting, what it does is it gives you a chance, what I said last week, is to lock it in. You lock it into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit. When you reflect on those experiences throughout the day, you take the lessons and you harvest them for every ounce of horsepower you can, and you lock it into your spirit, into your soul. That's how you grow in character. You can read the Bible over and over and over again, but until you truly reflect and meditate on it and lock it into who you are, it's just purely words on a page. It may even give you an emotional reaction when you read something. But again, your character doesn't grow based on emotional reaction. It grows when you take that information, you take that excitement, that emotion, and you take it and you lock it in and solidify it into your soul, and it becomes part of your being. That's how you do it. And you know people who have done this. You know people who have not done this. You know, it's so funny. The world will try to teach you lessons. God is going to teach you lessons. You are here on planet Earth to learn lessons. And the longer it takes you to learn those lessons, the more those life experiences will keep happening to you. I've heard so many people say, I don't know why this keeps happening to you, happening to me. Why does this thing always happen to me? And what I want to say in a very nice way is because you won't learn the lesson. If you would learn the lesson, then God could say, okay, you know what? I don't need to try to teach him or her this anymore. And it certainly doesn't apply to everything, but think of your life in terms of that. What is it that you need to harvest? What do you need to reflect upon? How can you take your life experience, reflect upon it, so it actually turns into life wisdom and life equity? The more that we can learn from our experiences, the better people we will become. Here are some questions to consider as you reflect and start to see how God has oriented your life for you to leverage these experiences. What was your best day at work? What was your best day at work? This is a question Ben asks people all the time. It's a fabulous question. I've never heard that question posed outside of this podcast. What was your best day at work? When did you feel the most alive? What gave you the most energy as you worked? Or what gives you the most energy now? Typically, it's not payday. Rarely, even if you've made a lot of money, rarely will payday be your best day. Yes, it's great to get the payoff and you get the reward. That's great, and it's good for our soul to feel and accept that reward. But typically, the best day at work is when you are using and leveraging your experiences and your wisdom and your skills and your talents, not only in such a way that was in line with you, but was also helping other people. So if you're retired or going to retire soon, think about that. What was your best day at work? What day gave you the most energy? What day did you come home from work and say, that was one of the best days I've ever had? What were parts of your job, or what are parts of your job that you like or dislike? What do you like or dislike about your job? This is going to help you leverage those experiences. What are you most proud of? What experiences, positive or negative, have shaped you? I've thrown this exercise out here a number of times on this podcast. What happened when you were a child? Science says that your values were shaped between the ages of 7 and 13 years old. So like first to fifth grade. What happened during that time? What happened during that time? Also, who was there? Who was pouring into you during that time? And was that person a shining star representing that value to its fullest? Or was that person saying, this is not how you do it? Was this person like a foghorn saying, don't do it this way? So many times our experiences are bad ones, our good ones, especially our bad ones, that they form these values, but we never connect the dots as to why they're there. And when you can psychoanalyze yourself in such a way where you understand the good and even the bad and frame them in such a way to say, this is how this experience has made me, it helps us leverage them in the future. Just on a personal note, as I've done this exercise myself, it's helped me reshape my past in such a way that it serves me. My past happened for me. It didn't happen to me. I'm not broken. I'm unique. And my past isn't perfect, but it doesn't matter because this is the path that God has set me on. And I have a choice now how I'm going to utilize those experiences to shine my light in the future. It's a totally different way to looking at it. What experience have you had that has most impacted you? Think about that. These are all questions that you can consider. Here's something else I want you to know. Don't rush this process. If you're retiring soon or going to retire soon, I want you to take plenty of time. Lots of times we encourage retirees to take a little sabbatical rest. After they retire, don't just jump right into the next thing. Take time off. How much is that for you? Well, it depends. We've known people that have taken a year off. We've known people that have taken 6 months off. We've known people that have really dove into this prior to retirement. So once they retired, the transition was fairly quick. But you need to have some time to sit back and really contemplate and reflect on these experiences. And by the way, that is a piece of advice that is rarely, if ever, told in the retirement conversation. So don't rush this process, but take plenty of time to do so. Pray, meditate, talk to others about your experiences. Ask a spouse, ask a friend. What do you see in me that shines? You will get answers. Can you tie those back to certain experiences that you've had? Because these are all going to be things going forward that you are going to leverage to shine your light in a very dark world. That'll do it for this week's episode of Retire Repurposed. I sure hope you enjoyed our podcast here today. If you haven't liked or subscribed to our podcast, make sure you do so. And if you want more information, visit our website at retirerepurposed.com. We'll see you next time.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.